want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is beurre blanc. Those among you who speak French or are culinarily in the know that beurre blanc means white butter. Beurre blanc is one of the mainstay tools in many chefs' repertoire. It is a classic sauce, and one cannot know haute cuisine without beurre blanc. I had no idea what it was for the first 7 years I was cooking. The kind of places I started cooking at had folks working with me who would look at you crooked if you spoke a word of French. That was unless you said something like, "Hey, Eddie, you got any cables? My damn Chevrolet needs a jump again." I think of beurre blanc and almost get nostalgic for how green I was. My young chefs today know much more about cuisine at their age than I did when I was theirs. It doesn't mean they've learned how to not get cut or savagely burned or other duties like keeping the costs in line yet, take care of their health and such, but they'll learn that too, hopefully. I was working at a restaurant named The Pier House in Key West the first time I made a beurre blanc. It was there at The Pier House that I first became aware of what is called the brigade system. It is a system that was codified primarily by the great French chef Auguste Escoffier. He was a chef, restaurateur, and also a culinary writer who popularized and updated traditional French cooking methods. Much of Escoffier's technique was based on that of Marie-Antoine Carême, one of the early architects of French haute cuisine. But Escoffier's achievement was to simplify and modernize Carême's elaborate and ornate style. In particular, he codified the recipes for the five mother sauces. They are sauce bechamel, sauce espagnole, sauce velouté, sauce hollandaise, and sauce tomate. You might have noticed that beurre blanc is not on the list. I could ask Chef Escoffier why, but he died in 1935 at the age of 88. In the kitchens I trained in, we made beurre blanc daily and nightly. Not so much did we make sauce velouté. The classic way is to put some good wine vinegar in a saucepan with some chopped shallots, some herbs, and a twist of peppercorns, and cook that combination until the liquid is almost gone, and then add a splash of heavy cream, though some find this a heresy, followed by steadily incorporating small pieces of cold butter, whisking steadily the whole time. It is crucial to maintain a balanced temperature for the emulsion to succeed. You strain this through, get ready for another French term, a chinois, which is a very finely meshed strainer if you didn't know, and then spoon some on your poached, grilled, or sautéed fish, generally. During the late 1970s and all through the 80s, chefs created all manner of beurre blanc. Raspberry was in vogue for a mercifully short period of time. I was like a beurre blanc myself back then, a culinary sort of tabula rasa. But from that solid foundation and some others like it, I grew. Butter is the soul of French cuisine. Well, it wasn't until recently. Now it shares the stage with warm vinaigrettes, essences, reductions, emulsions, jus, coulis, and more. But a good beurre blanc, well, sometimes it's just the right thing to do. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Fun butter, fun butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema score. We show him the dancing.